grace and peace be to you from God our Creator, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who sends us out. Amen. We're on week 4 of our 4-week series of Ephesians, and if you haven't been here recently, we have been doing an art project to go along with the readings from Ephesians that we've been hearing. The first week, 4 weeks ago, we heard from the first book of the first chapter of Ephesians that tells us that we are children of God and that our identity is as inheritors of all the good things that God gives us. And so we had an outline of the cross, and that first week we all took our thumbs and put thumbprints on the cross to remember our identities as children of God. The second week we heard from Ephesians that God breaks down all barriers between people, and behind the cross is the world, and that's a reminder that we can't be Christians without engaging the world around us. And the third week, last week, we talked about all of the gifts that we are given from God as people of God. And these gifts are meant to be used for the sake of the world and for spreading the gospel. Each of us individually, just like all of our thumbprints are individual, are given gifts from God for the purpose of sharing the faith. And so we have rays of sun coming from the cross to the world, the connection between the world and us, and the ways that we serve as people of God. And those sun rays are almost iridescent so that you can still see the world behind them, so that connection is together. And this week we hear about the structure of our faith in God. Ephesians was written to a community, a new Christian community, to encourage them and to tell them what it means to be people of God and how to live as Christians. And it begins with a promise and it ends with a commissioning. Here is what you have from God. Here is how you're supposed to live, knowing that you are a child of God. And living in the world is not an easy thing. And what the chapter 6 of Ephesians does is it gives us the armor of God, the framework, the protection that we need to live in the world. And so today our photo or our art is surrounded by a frame. And that is the structure of our faith and the armor of God. So today we hear from chapter 6, which is a passionate call to stand firm in our faith, in this gift that God has given us. And I have to confess that I am not always comfortable with military language for Christ and for faith. Jesus is about self-giving and about turning the other cheek, not about revenge. But this imagery from Ephesians is an unmistakable call to battle, and it is something that we need to hear. A commentator about this chapter 6 says that there are three words that we need to pay attention to, and those are sit, walk, and stand. We are seated, as Ephesians tells us, at the right hand of Christ. And we're therefore to walk in a way that is worthy of the gospel in our everyday lives, and that we receive everything we need to stand firm in the powers that we receive against the powers of the devil. And Ephesians is clear, as scripture is, about all that we face in life, that life is not easy, that the powers and battles that surround us are not only human, but that they are of a cosmic nature. They are bigger than we can imagine, too big for us to fix ourselves, and often too big for us to fix quickly. They are overwhelming. That's part of what it is to be a human, is to be overwhelmed by the evil that surrounds us. And the military imagery that we hear in chapter 6 shocks us into remembering that this is a real battle that we face every day, and it involves our whole selves, not just our minds, but our bodies as well. And it also reminds us that we need real protection from God as we live our day-to-day lives. And so that is what God gives us. Fasten the belt of truth around your waist. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. If you look at all of these pieces of armor that we are given, almost all of them are defensive pieces of armor. In this battle, someone writes, fists are not required, but faith is. This isn't about fighting each other. It's about seeing and facing powers that are larger than us. Greed, fear, self-interest, everything that is part of what we deal with every day and what we deal with in our own hearts. And these are words that speak directly against the temptation to feel hopeless about the world and about what may happen in the future, because giving into despair is easy to do when things feel overwhelming, but we have all we need from God, an abundance of protection. The only offensive pieces in this armor that we are given from God are the shoes that make you ready to proclaim the word of peace, and the sword, which is the word of God. So the only offensive pieces we have are the word of God, what we speak. And in the midst of all of the difficulty in our world, our best tool given to us is speaking the word of God to whoever will hear it. And we must be ready and to stand firm in our faith. Another thing to remember about all of this is that the book of Ephesians was written to a community of people, and we must do this together. It's not something we can do on our own. Roman shields, which would have been the reference that the people who originally read the book of Ephesians, when they thought about armor, they would think about Roman shields. And Roman shields were big enough to cover 1.5 people. So when soldiers stood together in a line, their shields would create an unbroken line because it would cover themselves and part of the person next to them. And in its design, a shield does not let you turn around. You have to be moving forward always, because turning around is what makes you vulnerable. So these Roman shields would form an unbroken line, and they would have to move forward together. Your only choice is to stand with your neighbor and to keep moving forward. That's what Ephesians is calling us to as faithful people. Stand together, move forward. Ephesians tells us that living faithfully as Christians means fully engaging the world around us. And that means seeing and recognizing the powers of evil that exist within us, that exist in the world around us. Powers that are so large and overwhelming that we can't resist them on our own, but we don't have to lose hope. Ephesians doesn't leave us without a promise of protection that God gives us. And the other powerful part of this scripture is the call to prayer. After we have this armor and know about it, we are called to pray without ceasing. That this is just as powerful as the armor we are given. Together we stand against the powers that surround us. We speak the truth, and may our feet be feet that swiftly carry the peaceful word of God to anyone who will listen. Amen.